So if mistakes happen from my side in the past, and people keep reminding me of those mistakes, and that creates turbulence and fearfulness, how to deal with that? Yes, as I said, there are some people who hold the past as a tool for beating people in the present. Now, it's understandable that if I have made some mistake, the other person was, say, troubled by that mistake, and another person may not trust me right now. That's understandable. But if that person is holding on to the past, and because you did like that at that time, that's how you are now, then we have to see in a particular relationship, how is that relationship affecting us? If some people are, their presence is bringing out our lower side, then we may have to create some distance. Distance may not just be physical, it's more of emotional. No, I won't take this person's remarks so seriously. For that, we need to have some other people who validate us. Validate doesn't necessarily mean they approve everything that we say or do. They also guide us to improve. But the important thing is that we try to learn from our past mistakes, but we don't want to live in the past lamenting about the mistakes of the past. If some people are having that mode, then they are caught in the past and they are trying to keep us in the past. Sometimes some things may have hurt someone so badly that for them it may be difficult to get over it. But then that does not mean we have to let them hold it on us. It means, see, even if somebody's anger is because of our past actions, if they are holding on to that anger, that means it is their issue. It's not our issue. Yeah, there are, in life, when things happen, there are causes and there are triggers. Trigger is what makes a particular thing happen. Just like, say, if this is a home and this is the college, and there's a student who passes by, and in between there's a bar. Now, this, if there are two students, one of them has drunk a few times, the other has never drunk. And the student who passes by the bar, who has drunk, as soon as passes by, there's a desire that comes. Let me drink. The other student passes by, there's no desire over there. So now the bar is not the cause of that desire to drink. The bar is the trigger. The cause is the craving that has already been created, the attachment that has already been created by past indulgence. So now, for some people, certain actions become triggers. Oh, you did like that, and that's why I feel angry. That's why I'm angry with you. But, okay, so our mistake from the past is a trigger for them. But it is, the cause is within them. The cause is that they are still obsessed with the past. Krishna says that, yaya sapnam bhayam shokam vishadam madame evacha navimunchati durmedha dhritisa partha tamasi. He says that the mentality which holds on to past wrong, which is habitually morose, habitually negative, that mentality is in the mode of ignorance. So, we should see, although they are blaming us, we are simply the triggers. The cause, the issue is within them. Their mind is negatively directed constantly. So, we don't take it personally and we move on. So, if we can't keep too much of a distance with such people in our lives, then we should focus more on trying to connect with people who bring positivity in our lives, who encourage us. And that will help us to counter whatever negativity these people bring in our life.